skyscrapers to temples and tea houses. In this city, you'll find some of China's best-kept traditions right alongside its modern marvels, which some of these gems you can see spread along the Huangpu River, which is right behind me. Now, this city is nearly 8 centuries old. It's home to people of dozens of different nationalities and, of course, a lot of history. This spot I'm standing right now is where the East region meets the West, so I thought this is the perfect place to welcome you to Shanghai. Only steps away from one of the most famous temples in Shanghai, you'll find another relic of Chinese history, Yuyuan Gardens. It's 5 acres of botanical bliss, and the name translates to Garden of Happiness. What a perfect name, because you know what? Feeling pretty happy right now. The tallest building in all of China lives right here. Shanghai Tower is absolutely massive, stretching almost 650 meters in the sky. Now, I'm not one for buildings, but this thing is pretty impressive, and you have to do a little backbend to get the whole thing in. If you want to see a more modern side to Shanghai, Xintiandi is the place to do it. This is the premier lifestyle, entertainment, eating district of the city, and it's actually one of the very first lifestyle centers in all of China. Now, from the big-name stores to fashion-forward boutiques, all of the amenities here make you forget you're in a place that is nearly 800 years old. Shanghai is constantly buzzing, from clubs to night markets, but I'm going to take you somewhere that you won't find in most metropolitan cities. And for this, you're going to need rubber gloves and an appetite. This is Shuning Road. It's one block of seafood heaven, okay? They've got it all. Crayfish, lobster, scallops, and it starts out right here, okay? You can see it is very fresh. And then this is where it ends up, right? Is this the delicacy of the evening? This is it, guys. Here you can find it all. Well, we started off our day on the western bank of the Huangpu River, and we're ending it on the eastern. And what a perfect place to end our day, because as you see behind me, this concrete jungle lights up at night. The Pearl Tower over my shoulder, there's a full-on light spectacle. It is absolutely mesmerizing, and there's no better way to transition your day into night here in Shanghai except to walk along the river.
trying to do what everybody else doing, just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go.
Wonder what for, Ready for the television remix.
She walks out late at night as she says her goodbyes. She's close to sacrifice. She knows something ain't right. It ain't easy and it ain't pleasing. She's just trying to find a way out there. Put our faith in all it's chasing. She's just trying to find love out there. And she cries.
Are you guys ready to clap with us?
I need you. Like the wave needs an ocean. Like the love needs devotion. I need you. Like the desert pleads for water. Like a mission needs a mortar. I need you. Every minute, every hour, I lay broken like a flower, 'cause I need you. I need you.
We need you,
ceramics, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls a suit before he left. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this. Oh, I want something just like this.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, it's pretty chill now, right?
Very chill. We're taking a break. And how about this backdrop? This is one of my favorite parts of Ultra China, the fact that it's set along Huangpu River, right?
It's a Huangpu River. It's a very, very beautiful river.